All right, guys, so we are back with another episode. We have Kylie with us this time, and so it's me, Jada, and Kylie. And today is going to be a little bit of a continuation of our last one, but we're going to do a little more of kind of reacting to some of the comments. This one's going to be just a little more fun. I'm going to try to find some comments that maybe they haven't seen, and just kind of we're going to get their reactions a little bit out of them and just kind of see.
Welcome to the Impact Defense Podcast. We're dedicated to giving you the information that you need to help keep you safe. Now, let's join our hosts, Brian and Jada.
So, some of these are fun. Some of them, whatever. People are interesting.
Especially online.
Yes, because there's this constant screen that's right behind. So, I'm going to read some that are just like really, really popular and just some obscure ones that maybe... we found are a little different, and just get some reactions as well. All right. So
sometimes you might want to tell us what video that they're linked to. So that
yeah, if it's pertinent information, I will. So first one, she's out here saving lives. Yeah, that's kind of just like cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
I think. Like, that light bulb moment for us when we realized that it's actually being used and people are actually using it is that one awesome. Woman yeah. who said that she used it to escape her abusive husband
that
the
was,
first time.
That was an awesome
that was,
thing. Yeah. That we stitched. That was awesome. That it was the first time that she ever got away.
So, we... You can only be out there saving lives if people actually use it, so...
Yeah. Okay, now this one specifically on the drop flow will go scream.
Okay.
Basically, it stated that they don't think they could do it because they would be too embarrassed to actually pull the thing off, so they would just be going away with the person.
Don't do that.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Don't do that.
What?
If anything, don't do that. If you're embarrassed, who cares? Go.
My life's in danger.
Get away.
But I don't want to embarrass myself, so, you know, I'll just go. Okay, I'm sorry. I would rather a video of me, like, drop, flail, wiggle, screaming, like, I would rather be kicking and flailing and acting like a freaking toddler on a video footage that went viral and I got away, than, they walk up, they're like, get in the van,
and
I'm
just
like,
go. Oh,
I'm terrified, and just walk away with them. That, to me, is more embarrassing than fighting to try and save your life.
Don't get in the van.
It's like, excuse me? I'd be too embarrassed. Okay, freaking deal with it.
Yeah.
All right, just suck it up.
85% said you don't come back.
All right, one more that maybe, and it was a little bit like what we said last.
Hairs on the back of my neck stand up. Gosh.
The fact that we have to teach our children this is upsetting.
Yes, yes it is.
Yeah.
But at least there's something to teach your children.
Yeah.
You know, at least there's something that they can do.
Semi-perfect life.
But because it not only builds their confidence that they can help themselves, but it builds your confidence that it's not something you really have to be extremely scared of, you know?
Unclear instructions will scream all the time now.
No.
But she says in the video, not all the time, just in that situation.
I know. This was just a joke.
All right, Sherry said, when do you scream? All the time in that situation. At home.
Not at home. Just like, so just sits there. Me watches Kylie's video. Got it. Scream all the time. Ah!
Yeah, that's pretty much several. There's probably, of the 9,000, there's at least 100 comments that are just like that right there. So.
I love the ones that are like a note-taking hand that say, act like toddler.
Yeah. Yes.
This is the queen we needed.
Yas, queen.
Thank you.
You are an internet queen. How does that feel?
Okay.
Okay. Oh.
Somebody says you're Tom Holland's sister.
Who's Tom Holland?
She doesn't look like Tom Holland.
No. Spider-Man.
Oh.
The kid that plays Spider-Man.
You know, people have said, does she not look like this person? And I keep on looking up these people, and I can't find who they're talking about. It's like, is this some obscure reference that I'm not understanding? The one I did recognize was someone said she looked like Carly from iCarly. And I was like, okay, I can see that a little bit. The dimples, the eyes, yeah, that's understandable.
All right, we got a lot of these as well. This should be taught in schools everywhere.
Yes, it should. Jinx.
Thank you.
You don't like soda.
That's what makes it funny.
Okay.
Or coffee, either one. I'm good.
Yes, we completely agree. It should be taught in schools.
Yes.
Because, like, not only does that teach kids how to defend themselves, but when they become adults, they can recognize a child in need of help.
Yes.
It would be super beneficial, but they don't teach it in schools because they don't want to scare children. They don't want all this, blah, blah, blah.
So you should yell fire instead, because people, for some reason, are way more alert to that.
Yes, but you should scream more than just fire. Don't just yell, fire, 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 because that kind of gets annoying.
Well, it's not even the annoying part. Also, there are a group of people that, yes, will come and alert more people.
Yeah.
There are a group of people as well that will run away.
Yeah.
And this is statistically
proven. That's why we give a lot of different things to yell, so that
you're
if one thing
you're not
doesn't...
My dad. Help.
Yeah, help. I don't know you.
You're not my mom.
You can mix fire in there. There's you're not my mom, you're not my dad.
Mm-hmm.
There's leave me alone.
Yep.
You know, there's all of these things that can help you get attention.
There's loads.
Fire is one of those things, but you don't want to just yell fire, because there are tons of people that will run away, because, you know, you're usually taught that if there's a fire, evacuate the building, you know? So, some people will run towards it, but you also need to clarify that you need help.
Yeah.
Okay? So, and fire is a valid thing to yell, but don't just rely on yelling fire.
Yeah, it's not just fire. And why did I not learn this until 28?
Because apparently a kid not as smart as me didn't post it on TikTok. Trying to think of something funny to say, okay?
Oh, my word. Because no one knows what the real thing to teach should be. You know, most people are just taught, kick them in the balls and run. It's like, what if they don't have balls?
You know?
I was going to bring that one up as well, because we get a lot of that.
Uh-huh, I know.
Okay.
That's why we did a video on that.
I know. Not just for smaller children, it works for adults also.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
This doesn't work.
Prove it. What training do you have?
Okay. Well, be careful when you say it, because then they'll put post video up that will prove it. That will show them not being able to pull it off.
Purposefully?
No, not necessarily purposefully. But, like, we have some people that have posted videos, or that sent us videos, they
so,
can't...
Okay, so would a better question be, what's not working?
Yeah.
And, because we are more than willing to set up a Zoom meet with somebody and help them work out the problems and what they're doing. You can't tell us that it doesn't work, period, because we know it does.
Yes.
Because we've actually tested it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, to the comments that it's like, this doesn't work, it's like, first of all, show us what's going on so that we can help you get it right. And second, there are some people that just post that because they want to be the all say in everything.
Yeah.
And I can't stand the I am the defining factor, you know, in all of these things. Because, you know, if you go onto each of our videos, like all of them,
this doesn't work.
Yeah, there was somebody that was going around to every single video we posted just to say that it didn't work. And I'm like, if everything we teach doesn't work, then what do you do in any of these situations? Because there's a lot of the drop flow wiggle scream is different. We teach it differently. Somebody asked me the other day, like, how did you guys come up with this? Is this something you come up with? Well, it was an amalgamation of working with many experts. And we're talking about world-level experts in the field of abduction prevention. Now, of course, we have put our own little teaching spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Drop flow wiggle scream is from us, you know? But the techniques and everything, you know, are coming from...
The application of it came from a lot of different sources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that were experts in the field. This is not something that's like, we don't just make crap up and throw it up on the internet and hope that people don't challenge us on it. That's not our goal.
No.
No. So, and I think...
Goals to get it out there, not for people to say, this doesn't work.
We're not just posting things that we have come up with off of the spot. We're just trying to get the message out there of things that we have learned.
Yeah.
You know? And just... Anyway.
Kali for president.
Yes. I agree with that statement.
No, I disagree with that statement.
Well, I love you, child. You're 13 years old, and I don't think the leader of the free world needs to be a 13-year-old girl.
Okay, but no maybe, like, a presidential advisor, possibly. You know, like, someone to put things out there, get it implemented into the school system. I think the whole, this needs to be taught in schools, and, you know, Kylie for presidential advisor, you know, that could be different. If she got into the White House and, you know, brought this to the attention of the president, they might actually do something about it.
One of my favorite comments.
Oh, no.
Just shoot him.
Ugh. Okay. Let's put this into perspective for a moment. Okay, we say that this is for children, adults, and, you know...
Kids can't carry a gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Kylie, you realize that she could go to juvie and be prosecuted for, like...
Who'd have thought?
You know, holding a pistol. You know, not holding a pistol. No. But, like, if she were to carry a pistol...
Assistant instructor.
I was about to say, go ahead and tell everybody...
I am a certified apprentice pistol instructor. I am very capable of shooting a gun.
But she's not allowed to carry one. Like, she's not legally able to carry a gun. So, you saying just shoot her with what? What do you want her to shoot
with? I can shoot
her
with a Nerf bullet or a rifle. Nerf rifle bullet.
Yeah, see... There is so much wrong with that. And, okay, not only that, but someone who says this has no understanding of how violence actually works. Because even for someone who is a full-grown adult who has a pistol, has to be able to, first of all, identify that it's an occasion where it is okay to shoot someone. Second, be able to get to that pistol without them getting shot or hurt in the process. And third, actually have to aim and get, like... bullets on target, and usually it takes 3.5 rounds to actually, the average is 3.5 rounds to actually stop a threat and get someone to stop. So all of that combined makes just shooting someone really, really difficult. Okay, it's not that simple. You have to actually have some other kind of training to where you can get them off of you long enough to draw your weapon, do all of this. And you definitely can't be 13 freaking years old.
Yeah. And if they come up from behind you and grab you...
you don't notice when they come up behind you and grab them? What do you think's going to happen? Like, you can't just pull your gun.
Yes.
You can't
just... Oh my gosh. And then what comes into play? Flail, wiggle, scream. You know, draw, flail, wiggle, scream. End up on the ground. They keep coming at you. Then you pull your gun and shoot them. Okay. There you go.
If you are an adult.
But guess what you still have to do?
And can legally carry a gun.
And they have... It has to be a situation where it's okay to shoot them.
Yes.
You have to... If you have a concealed carry permit, you have to either be afraid for your life, afraid of maiming, like they are trying to... injure you in such a way where your life is affected, or you have to be afraid of sexual assault. You know?
Let's be...
Okay,
it's not just any sexual assault, yeah.
Like, life-altering sexual assault, not like creep in the club, smacks you on the butt. You can't shoot someone for that.
Okay.
You can deck them.
And you should. Deck them? Punch them in the face.
Oh. Or palm heel them. Or hammer fist them in the nose. You know, if you don't know how to throw a
Let's
punch.
Move on.
Anyway.
Just kick them
just
in the groin.
These are such anger-provoking comments.
Very much so.
Don't worry, I'm going to get some of that or not.
Okay, Kylie, please explain the problem with just kick them in the groin.
This is something that men have been protecting their entire lives.
Okay, they're not just going to stand there, like, spread their feet apart. It's like, all right, give me your best shot. All right, no, they're going to, like, turn that knee. They're going to make it really hard for you to get there. And I promise, they can make it really difficult. Like, it has to be the perfect opening for you to actually pull off a groin kick, and even then, it's not a debilitating shot.
Yeah.
We get people arguing with that a lot. This says, told me it's not a debilitating shot. Okay, well, if you have to run 10 yards to get to a lottery ticket that is worth $100 million...
It's already been scratched up. It's ready to roll. Already ready to
get you have 10 seconds to get there, but before you can start running, someone, any woman can kick you in the groin before you go. How many men do you think won't get it? Because I guarantee you, I will.
Like, if you have to take a groin kick from any woman in the room, okay, you can shoot, you like, any woman in the room that wants to can kick you in the groin before you go. But after you get kicked in the groin, you have 10 seconds to get to that lottery ticket. Who's getting to it, you know? Pretty much anybody. The only people that I've heard answer no are people who are very scared of their wives. But they also, usually they don't have an understanding of how adrenaline will affect that. Like, if you find out that there is a $1 million lottery ticket right across there, and you know you're about to get kicked in the groin, but you have to make it there, your adrenaline is going to skyrocket, and you're not even going to feel it all that much in the moment.
As somebody
And who... it takes a little while for that actually to come into play. Usually if you get hit there, it's not immediate. Usually the shock, you get scared immediately, like, mm-hmm. Oh crap, this is gonna hurt. Oh, and then some people will immediately, clench up.
I will run the 10 yards, maybe throw up, cry a little, but I will have that lottery ticket in my hand.
Yeah, and it's the same way. People who are going to abduct you or trying to get you in the van have that lottery motivation because you are worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so if they are doing that, they have that lottery motivation, and getting kicked in the groin is going to just make them angrier. So, okay. And like, we're not saying that it's not a valid shot to take. If you have the opportunity to, you can throw the shot. But you can't rely on it to just kick them in the balls and run.
Yep.
Sorry. Go ahead, Kylie.
Never mind. Let's just move on.
She's like, I'm tired of this question.
I found this both educational and highly entertaining.
Good! That's what I was going for.
Educational and highly entertaining.
This girl is spectacular at public speaking and getting her point across and being entertaining. Great job getting your message out.
That's funny. I'm not a public speaker.
Exhibit A.
But Kylie, you have no earthly idea.
How many comments
are on here saying this girl is such an amazing public speaker.
That's not really public. It's talking to a camera. They do know that, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, and people are pointing that out. So I'm pretty sure it's just like her and her dad and a camera in the room.
Next one.
I just realized that play fighting with men in my life have prepared me to avoid getting kidnapped now.
Good for you.
Good for you.
It is actually a good foundation to, play fight with. Because then you're not completely intimidated by the thought of,
roughhousing.
Because if you're experienced in not getting picked up, it can really help you with this. Because the drop, little, wiggle, scream thing, I know so many little things that can make it work. Because I'm so used to being a small female that, people think it's funny to just pick up and try to scare. So I have always hated being picked up. So I have a lot of little tricks to get out of that. And doing that and play fighting that way, it's helped me a lot in learning self-defense.
I want to buy the t-shirt.
Awesome! Yay! ImpactDefense.online. No, seriously, buy a t-shirt. They're great quality. They have a great message. It'll, secure your itch to buy something today.
I love videos that explain common sense stuff.
Awesome. Watch our videos more.
Kylie is my role model.
That's awesome. What a great role model.
Sure.
Hey, all my cousins look up to me, except for Philip and Tyler.
It's because they're older than you.
All of my cousins look up to me, except for the ones that don't.
Exactly. I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad that she's their role model instead of some of the other people on TikTok.
Yeah. We've had a few different versions of this one. God help the person who ever tries to abduct this child. it's over.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of goes back to, like, your goal is not to win the fight, it's to get away. So, you know, yeah. Whatever she does in the process of getting away, I hope it's a lot.
And we kind of barely touched on this a little bit the last time, but have you ever had to use any of this in a real situation?
All of the prevention stuff.
All of the prevention stuff?
Pretty much all of the prevention. I have noticed sketchy people in vans and avoided them. Mm-hmm. I've noticed people coming up to my car and rolled the windows up and locked the door and made them talk to me through that. Mm-hmm. I have noticed people following me, or seem to be following me, made eye contact, and then made
an scary situation in the food line.
Yeah. I've never had to hit someone in self-defense. All of that is because I put the prevention into practice.
Mm-hmm.
Next one.
And the don't do stupid things with stupid people in stupid places at stupid times. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's...
Next one.
Here's one we can just answer on here. Is it legal for someone to teach their kids to do this stuff without a license? Just wondering.
Yes. There is no license that you have to teach someone to drop, flail, wiggle, and scream act like a toddler when someone is trying to take you somewhere. There is no legal limitation on that, believe it or not.
I'm just now, there's like some that I don't hear that I've not seen before.
Well, it's almost 10,000.
No, I moved to another one.
Oh.
Because it was just like a constant stream of the same things over and over again. Hey, can I bite someone if they are attacking me?
Yes.
Bite. Scratch.
I even said that in one of the TikTok videos.
Someone has their hand over your mouth? Bite them.
Lick.
I don't think licking them is actually going to stop somebody from...
If someone is trying to pick me up and take me somewhere and they have my hand over my mouth, you better bet I'm going to do my best to bite a freaking finger off. So they will be really easily identified in the lineup after I get away.
So you see that one dude with a short finger? That was the dude.
Just hang on. You're missing this.
Okay.
At least Brian enjoyed that one. Kylie looks disturbed. Sorry, it just reaches into pocket. Hang on. Just... Hey, it fits. Yeah, this is the dude.
All right, somebody says they love your voice so much.
Thank you. Sometimes I find my voice annoying.
Sometimes I find your voice
annoying. That's what I was going to say.
It's okay. I find my own voice more annoying.
Are you still saying that my voice is annoying?
Yes, that's what she's saying.
It's more annoying when we have to answer all the comments and your videos are playing in the background
because
we forget
true.
To pause it, and I just have
that's
to hear the
true.
Same things over and over and over yeah. again, and I'm just like, okay, that's getting obnoxious.
Okay.
Not I as annoying it. As hearing my own voice on repeat, but yeah.
I get it now.
Are self-defense keychains necessary?
Not necessary, but they're helpful.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've seen several of those little kitty ones, you know, that you put your fingers through, and it's like two spikes. And I think that, I would really like to do a review on that one, just to make sure that it's, like, works really well, but it seems like it would be a great idea. Mm-hmm. Just because that's two grips for your fingers to keep it in one spot, and, you know, it really multiplies the force of a punch.
Casey has one of those on her keychain.
Have you messed with it? No. Have either one of you messed with it at all? Held it? Anything?
No. I almost bought one at Delk's Army Navy the other day just because I saw one and I was going, hey, it's right there. It's $3. I could have gotten it. But, you know. Yeah. So if you want to get a self-defense keychain, just make sure it's one that's going to work. Like, they're the ones that are handles that you can just use to, use your keys to whack somebody.
Flail. Yeah, you use your keys as a flail. Those are cool.
He's got one.
You know, but you know what else works for that is just like a lanyard.
That's actually what mine is. I just have a heavy-duty lanyard on mine that I can use all the rest of my keys as a flail if I wanted to. I would probably just punch them, but, you know, there's that whole thing of breaking your hand on somebody else's head.
Yeah, and just keeping something extra that's also hard on your keychain helps, too. Like, just something hard and metal so that if you do use the flail and everything, it does do some even extra damage.
Okay, this one says, I'm about to start martial arts classes. Any tips?
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Everything that they call self-defense, I do want you to take and pressure test it. Like, get someone to slowly build up the resistance to get good at it. Like, get the motions down and everything. But find a partner that's okay with just testing things out with you.
Yeah.
And just make sure that if they're teaching self-defense, if they're not pressure testing, then you don't know if the techniques actually work.
Okay, let's do this really quick. Please do this respectfully.
Yes.
Please do not tell them that we said their crap doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't do anything like that. And if you're in class, do what you're supposed to do in class and then pressure test it afterwards.
Afterwards.
Yes.
We go and train with other people, and if we question anything that we're being told there, in there is not the place to do that. Be respectful. Be smart. There are some times where I've gone to an entire conference. We've been there the entire weekend. And we come back and go, okay, now let's put all this crap to the test and find that we would use none of it. And it's not them, but it's everything in martial arts. Not everything is real. Yeah. And that's the thing we have to think about.
Yep. Yeah. So do the things in class, but definitely be ready to test it. And make sure that you're able to use what you're going on. And find what of it works for you. Because not all of it may be applicable to you. It may work for some people. But it may not be completely something that you would use.
Yeah.
So, just in everything, take it with a grain of salt, I guess. You know? It's like, take it, but also see if it's something that's going to be applicable to you. Martial arts is an awesome basis for self-defense. But there are holes in every single one, so I just want you to find where it's lacking and, you know, fill in those places that it's a little bit lacking. Anyway.
So, on the very first video of Don't Do Stupid Stuff, someone says, so I basically have to avoid my whole lifestyle.
Ooh, no. Yeah, see, this is the problem. That's how you make yourself high risk. If your whole lifestyle is doing stupid stuff, it's a problem.
Yes.
Okay? See, we can't help you if you're constantly doing stupid stuff.
I don't know if they're just trying to make a joke or if they're being serious with it. You know, it's possible that they're just trying to make a joke.
I hope they're kidding.
I hope so.
But unfortunately, I know some people that their whole lifestyle, really.
Are tasers good to defend yourself?
Yes, but you aren't allowed to conceal it. Yeah. It's not a concealable weapon. You're not supposed to have it in your purse. It has to be visible. So they can be helpful. Just know that if you can't get to it to use it, it's not going to help you much. So they're good as long as you can get to it.
Yeah.
How do I stay safe when going for a walk?
Just being aware of what's around you. If you listen to music or anything while you go on walks, or if you're walking now and listening to this podcast, take an earbud out. Make sure that you're able to hear the things going on around you. You're looking around. You're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice something sketchy, don't take chances. Don't tell yourself it's probably going to be fine. Just quietly avoid it, and mm-hmm. you'll be okay. You know, just awareness is the number one way to stay safe on a walk.
Yeah.
And try not to walk in dumb areas. Like, you know, if you're walking around areas that are a little bit, you know, questionable, at least have someone with you, you know, that's also capable of doing self-defense yourself. If you're just going on walks, you can get little self-defense tools like self-defense keychains, pepper spray, you know, like the last comment, a taser. You know, just something so that you have something on you that's a force multiplier that you can use to kind of up your chances a little bit. You know, just awareness and taking precaution. And you're usually going to be fine.
Next one.
This girl must be protected at all costs.
I'm pretty sure with you that's probably the case.
Protected?
No, I'm just saying, they were saying, like, there was several different things said there, but there was like, you know, this girl must be protected. We cannot allow anything to happen to this girl. I think they see her as a national treasure.
America's sweetheart.
This girl is a better teacher than anyone who's ever educated me. First off, I would just like to say I hope she's not homeschooled.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Unless the computer
and teaching you to just play on the computer. I think a part of it is, like, that person's probably not all that old, but I think being younger and speaking to the younger generations and everything makes you a lot more relatable. So you're able to teach in a way that most adults don't get to. Most people get the generic teacher voice or something, you know, because they all get taught the same tricks whenever they're, you know, in college for teaching, all the stuff. They're all taught the same tricks. You're different because you just talk the way you want people to talk to you. So it does set you apart. And I think it really resonates with a lot of people.
This may help if you don't know any basic self-defense, but try learning some basic skills to be more safe.
Is this on, which
this video? This one's on the, which I think there was a lot of misunderstanding on that video, but this was on the Groin Kick video. The one all about, like, don't, you know, the Groin Kick is not always the best thing to use in every single situation.
Did they not listen to the whole thing?
I think that gets a lot of it.
Yeah, I think they probably started the video off and just heard the whole, if a boy's bothering you, kick him in the, you know?
Yeah, we had several comments that says, okay, you realize groin is not a bad word, right?
Yes.
Would you like to explain?
It was because I was trying to interact with the people.
I mean, it worked. She got a lot of duets where people, like, filled in for her.
Yes.
You know?
Groin, balls, nuts, all of these things. Yes. Yes, we understand they're not bad words. We do that in our classes.
Interact.
We bring women self-defense seminars and we said, okay, every female has always been told if they're messing with you, kick them in the, and every lady says some version of something there. That's all really all we're getting to.
Yeah.
Kylie, say groin.
Groin.
It's not a bad word.
Yep.
See, she didn't get popped in the mouth for saying it by her father.
She's a baddie and we all know it.
I love comments like that.
Can you make self-defense videos for guys?
They are for guys.
They are for guys. They're for everyone.
Yeah, all our videos are for everybody, actually.
Yes.
We're not going to teach you completely different. We try to teach the stuff that is the most applicable to the most people.
Yes.
And so the techniques that we've been putting on there are for men, women, and children.
Yes.
If we're doing one specifically for somebody, we'll say it. If we say, this will work for guys, but not for most girls, we can say that. If we're doing a technique that mostly applies to women, we can say that. But most of the stuff we teach is applicable to everybody.
Okay. So, down this rabbit hole a little bit. Here we go.
Oh, no. All right. Oh, no.
This is for girls because boys can't be assaulted by a male.
That's not true.
It's not.
Actually.
It's
no
not
way
true
whatsoever.
In the slightest.
Not true. Sadly.
Guys get assaulted by guys all the time. It's actually more common.
Yeah.
Statistically, yes.
So, no, this is for
everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to say, if it wasn't all men doing stuff like this, this man wouldn't be teaching his young daughter how to protect herself from potentially being kidnapped.
First of all, not all men do stuff like this. Coming from me, my husband would not hurt a fly. Bless his heart, you know? He's just, there's not a real mean bone in his body, really. So, it's like if someone were attacking me, I know he would defend me, but he is not someone who would assault someone or do anything like that. It's just, not all men are like that. And Brian spends his entire life teaching people how not to be victims, so that doesn't apply to him either. And you hear stories about women attacking people all the time, so it's not just men attacking other men.
Yeah.
And actually, there have been cases of grown women raping young guys, so that's not actually
applicable
either.
You know she can hear that through your hands. That was not like a...
And, yeah, whatever. So, women attack men all the time, and women attack women all the time. So, it's not all men doing stuff like this. And traffickers use women to lure people all the time, too. Women abduct people as well. So just...
Yeah, at least help.
Y'all just need to chill.
So there was a...
we are not one of those just, all men are evil type of things.
I was just watching this thing that was a really awesome show. Anyway, this one lady had been... This was a thing where they were talking about her past. This is a reality show. This was not a scripted thing. Anyway, this lady was being interviewed. She was talking about being abducted. She was eventually taken to a guy, but it was two other girls, ladies, that actually ended up doing the abduction of her when she was either about your age, about 19 to 20, somewhere in that range.
Well, they use women because women get people's guards down. Okay. You know, they don't expect a woman to be the one to attack them.
So on the kick to the groin video, so girls, if boys bothering you, kick them in the... Somebody says, I really shouldn't have said balls as loud as I did because my mom is staring at me now.
See? Participation.
Somebody says, am I the only one that said face when she asked the first question?
Not most people are not capable of kicking grown people in the face because they don't spend their lives stretching. So it's really not as easy as you think to kick someone in the face. And we never recommend you do that in self-defense. We need to do a video on that. We need to do a video on what happens when you try to kick someone in the face for self-defense. Yeah. So Kylie needs to get on there and be like, hey, I am fully capable of kicking someone in the face. That doesn't mean I'm going to do it in self-defense.
No self-defense.
We should do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I can really effectively kick someone in the face, I am not going to do it in self-defense.
This is a lot of them. Have some frogs because this video is important.
What?
I don't understand that. I'm wondering if it's a thing or if it's just people trying to get people's attention. I don't know.
I think it's just comment because every time you put a comment on something, it helps the algorithm. So I'm assuming it's just something to do to kind of spin up the algorithm.
Yeah, okay. And I like frogs, okay, so I think those comments are funny, but...
I have an idea. AK-47.
Okay, well, I'm sure that... Okay. You can go out in public with an AK-47 on your back.
Maybe.
And then get charged with armed to the terror of the public.
Depends on the state.
But, you know, I'm not going to do that. And Kylie definitely can't go out in public with an AK-47 strapped to her back.
No.
So just, but you also need to chill.
No.
AK-47, I'm sure, would be very, very, very fun to shoot. But I'm not taking one in public. Situation.
Next one.
Every time one of these videos come up on my For You page, I'm blown away by how well this young lady speaks.
Power of editing.
Yep. Power of editing. That's
There's this YouTuber that calls it editing is everything, and she takes... She takes their trailers and scenes from the movie and she mixes them up to be different genres. So she makes movies into movie trailers, like the movie is a different genre. Like she did Tangled, you know, from Disney. She did that as a horror movie.
Oh, really?
And it was actually really good. So, you know, you can do a lot with editing.
Do you need to be strong to do this? Because I'm really weak. Or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. We do this for children versus an adult. And obviously there is a big strength and age difference there. So no, you don't have to be super strong to do these things. And any kind of strike or technique we do ones that... you can multiply your power a lot by, even if you're not super strong, you can still get a lot of power out of something by just how you do it.
Okay, there's a lot of people that are calling you Gracie Lou Freebush.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Miss Congeniality.
I don't know what that is.
Oh
my gosh. I'm about to show y'all Miss Congeniality. So, Sandra Bullock was in a movie where she went undercover as, like, I think it was a Miss America pageant, a contestant, and she went under with the name Gracie Lou Freebush. That was her undercover name for this. And it was quite hilarious because for her talents.
What's the name of this movie?
Portion. Miss Congeniality. For her talent portion of this.
I'm gonna watch this.
You've got to watch this. For her talent portion of this, she showed everybody how to defend themselves. And she used the Sing method. Solar plexus, instep, nose, and groin. Anyway, there's a lot of that.
I feel like that would be Kylie if she ever entered a beauty pageant.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody's like, where is that last one? I'm new here, but what do you think of this? Oh, okay, that was just asking about it. This is anybody getting a strong Gracie Lou Freebush kind of feel from this girl? And then somebody says, way to go, Gracie Lou. And yeah, lots of them. I was like, man, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
It would be funny for her to come in a dress and, like, her hair curled one day and be like, and for my talent portion, this is the thing I'm good at. Nah, you're good at a lot of things. This is just what people know you're good at.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to, like, roll this up because if we continue to do this, it'll take forever because there are lots and lots of comments, but there are lots of repeated comments. Some of them are fun. Some of them are slightly irritating. In all honesty, keep commenting. I don't care if it's slightly irritating. You know, even the... Every once in a while, we just get a, trust me, that won't work kind of thing. Until you can... You know, if you really, really want to prove to us that it doesn't work, we're located in North Carolina. Come to us and show us how it doesn't work. You know.
Or a Zoom call. We might can help you. In a lot of ways.
Because what people don't realize is we are more than willing to work with people. We're not just one of those people that are going to drop it and expect people to take us at our word. We want people to be able to trust that it works. And if you don't trust that it works... We'll help.
Our biggest thing on it won't work is simply the fact that, we pressure test things a lot before we actually put anything out there. So if we take
in... We want to have full confidence in it.
We're constantly training with people that are, like, serious world-class experts in self-defense. Be it with firearms, be it with knives, blunt force, empty hand. We do this, and this is our lives. This is what we do. So, and in the process, if we find something, a way that works better for more people, then we teach it. Okay? But when we pick something up, we then work on it, test it, before we put it out there because I'm just not somebody that will take everybody's word at everything. You know, we want to know that it's actually going to work.
Practically cynical.
Yes, that's me. I'm that why person. Why? Okay.
So you're that student that annoys you. Not completely, because you don't overdo the why.
Yeah. Again, I've learned through the years how to do that without being disrespectful.
It's like, but what if they have this? Okay, but what if they don't?
Yep. So.
We're not telling you the what if this. We're telling you if this is the case.
All right, guys, so thank you very much again. I enjoyed this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We might have to come back, swing back around this a little bit. Might have to have Kylie back on for another couple of podcasts and see how that goes. Did you enjoy being on?
Yeah.
This is now the, how many podcasts is this one? You did one with me, one with Jada, or two with Jada?
Two with Jada.
Two different ones with Jada, and then you've done these two? So this is your fifth podcast you were on.
Actually, technically, I did... one where you were at where I introduced the thing.
So yeah, but that's, okay, yeah. So five and a...
Half.
I wouldn't quarter. Say half.
Quarter, one-fourth, so, I don't know.
Anyway, yep, so it's been fun. I think we'll have you back on again. Keep working on those public speaking skills since you are so awesome at it.
I know.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much for listening.
Stay safe, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Impact Defense Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about how to keep yourself safe, check out the articles, videos, courses, and seminars at www.impactdefensenc.com. We also do training for security teams, churches, businesses, groups, and more. Stay sharp. Stay focused and train hard.